You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and I've got a full house today. Miss Tanae is here.
Hello.
Miss C is here.
Hello, hello.
And Tasha is back.
Hey.
Welcome back, Tasha. You haven't been here this new year, right?
No, this not is the first time year. This year.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Uh-oh. I love that show. Ooh. Welcome back, Carter. I wish I could get their seasons like on CD. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I think it's on Netflix.
You don't even know Welcome Back, Carter. Anywho, we got a lot to talk about today. Let's start with the Super Bowl. Who watched the Super Bowl this year? Anybody watch it?
Yeah, half of it, and then I just turned it off.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not a big Super Bowl person either. But
you go for the food, right?
As everybody know, I didn't go anywhere. I just sat here and watched it. Patriots won again. This is their fifth Super Bowl. This is their fifth win. I mean, that's crazy. Five Super Bowls. And just how they came back. Like, I remember when I looked at it, it was Falcons had 21 and the Patriots had nothing. And then they came back and beat them. I mean, that's incredible.
They went in overtime.
Yeah, they did. It was the first time in Super Bowl history that they would go into overtime. First time. So that's amazing. How about somebody stole Tom Brady's jersey?
Mm-hmm. There's another one on eBay, right?
They did what?
They have another one on eBay. Someone else saying they have a signed jersey.
Oh, yeah, but no, this is the Super Bowl, the one that he won the Super Bowl in. Recently, someone stole it. You can hear him saying, where's my jersey? Where's my jersey? And he said, I put it in my bag. I know I put it in my bag. Somebody went in that bag and got it. That's what it was. And I'm telling you, I bet you it was one of them team members. Because who else could be let in the locker room like that? They just don't let any and everybody in the locker room. Mm-hmm. So I think somebody went in there and stole Tom Brady's jersey.
Oh, is it worth some money?
Yeah.
I
don't know what y'all looking at me like that for.
Yeah. I mean,
we know who didn't steal it.
Tom Brady's a big deal. I mean, he's a big deal. There's only one guy, one black guy, and I can't remember his name, but he was the first person to win five Super Bowls. He has five rings.
And you don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name, but I know that they're saying, because people were saying, oh, Tom Brady. Tom Brady is not the first one to win five Super Bowl championships. Paid? No, it's some guy that I don't know. You know, I'm not a big sports person, but. So, okay. So I was watching The View the other day, and, you know, The View has letters that people write in. And a woman wrote in and said that, she and her boyfriend had been together for several years, and he still insists that they split the check every time they go out to eat. What do you think about that? Now I get it. First date, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like, first date, maybe split the check. But years, and he's still making y'all split the check?
Well, let me tell you how someone told me. You want to start how you want to finish. If she started splitting them checks, you're going to finish splitting them checks. You should not expect anything else.
Now, that's funny coming from you, because I know for a fact that you have sat up here on this show and said you're not paying for nothing on a date.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said that.
I started that way, and that's how you're going to finish.
I know that's right. Well, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Even after years
care.
Of being
I
with someone?
I don't care. I don't see anything. So what? It's because y'all been together for so long and stuff, so you feel like, okay, now I can sit back and don't do anything.
No. How about this? How about I pay sometimes, and then you pay sometimes?
How about if I go by myself, I'm going to pay my check, so hey.
Yes, but you're by yourself.
Okay.
You're not going to get a total stranger to pay your check if you're out by yourself. First of all, I think whoever asked the person out is the one that should pay.
Okay.
Number one. Okay. That's what I say. But especially in a relationship, and you've been with this person for years.
I can see the take turns. You know, take turns. Now, if we go out 1 week and the man pays, and it costs a certain amount, but if we go out the next week and it costs more than what, then, you know, I can see, you know, him pitching in and paying a little bit. But
okay, well, let him pay, and you pay the tip. You give the tip. I see that.
Yeah.
Is that
well, how,
out of
well, how can you see that, but you can't? But you think splitting is okay?
It is okay.
I mean, it's okay sometimes, but like Gabrielle Union said in that movie,
what movie
when she was dating that guy, Jeremy, you remember? What is that movie? I forgot, but it had, like, what was that?
The dad with the girls.
Deliver Us from Eva?
No, with the girls.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. And she was dating.
Dad and the girls.
No.
Oh.
She was dating some guy, Jeremy. And she was like, Jeremy, Trabino. And she was trying to fix her house.
Deliver Us from Eva.
No. It was with Megan Good in it. She was dating that guy who was known to be a player.
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea what the name of that is.
Okay, so
But what did she say?
Anywho, she was like, we still split the check, Jeremy. And then he was like, but I thought you liked that. And she was like, no. So he was like, well, we was in college. He said, yeah, we was in college, but we're grown now.
Oh, you're talking about Steve Harvey's movie.
Yes.
Oh.
The first one.
Think Like a Lady.
Yeah. That first
Think Like
one.
A Man.
Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I really don't know too many women who want to even pay anything for a date.
Now,
more or
right.
less.
That
it's
right.
the truth.
That
it's the
right.
truth.
That don't make it true because you
yes,
said
it. Yes, it is. It's the truth. Most women do not want to come out of their pocket on a date. You can say what you want, but they do not. I think you'll find some that will, I pay sometimes, you pay sometimes. Yeah. But to me, splitting the check, and we've been together
every
for
time.
Several years, every single time, that ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because I mean, sometimes if I ask somebody out, I will pay. Now, that don't mean you go ordering steak
right.
and lobster,
right.
and I'm sitting over here with a burger.
Right,
that don't
right.
mean that.
Right. But, you know, some people will do that.
Yeah, some people don't have no limits. They're not considerate.
Some people.
Well, I feel like when you go out with someone, and if they are paying, and you know how some people say, get what you want, you know, don't make no difference.
But that doesn't really mean that.
I feel like you should never get more than what the person is paying for you. Yo, Dana,
mm-hmm.
you never get more
well,
than what they get.
I don't agree with that because what if they want a burger and I don't want no burger?
Okay, you get a burger.
No.
You get something within that same price
right,
range.
Right, but yeah. don't be going overboard. You know, I'm sitting here with, chicken a la mode and you getting steak and lobster. No, that ain't happening either. Have some coof. Have some coof about yourself.
Yeah, I had a friend that did that.
Yeah.
I took her out, you know, little girl's day. Mm-hmm. And she ordered an appetizer.
Oh.
My eyes looked like, maybe she got some money I don't know about. Ordered an appetizer. You know, I always get a water. She ordered a sweet tea. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, you know, sweet tea or water. You
yeah,
know,
then, you know, we order our food.
But yeah, you don't order an appetizer if the person paying don't order an appetizer. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
I just
get
look
what you
like,
want.
But yeah, see, that didn't come out of my mouth,
but
though.
See, get what you want, but have some common sense about getting
okay.
what you want. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean go and just get everything that you want. That's ridiculous, because I guarantee you this will be the last time that we, we found Charles Lewis Haley was the one who has 5 Super Bowl championships.
Oh,
so Tom Brady is not, that's what I'm saying, he's nobody. I think he's retired now. I'm sure
mm-hmm.
he is.
He's black.
He is black. And
well,
he's the first one with, exactly, the first one with 5 Super Bowl rings. Everybody knows that Paula Patton and Robin Thicke used to be married, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know they got divorced. You know, there was a lot of controversy on what, you know, happened, and remember he was writing songs about her and crying
trying
on stage,
yeah.
and yes, she was not having it.
Yeah.
Well, late last month, she filed a restraining order against him and revealed that he has a long history of domestically abusing her.
What?
But she mm-hmm. stayed for how long?
She took out she took out the restraining order so that he couldn't come near her, their son Julian, or her mom, so he must have been harassing the mother probably to get to her. The judge granted the order, citing that numerous accusations committed by him were reported to the court. So she reported this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we probably didn't hear about it because, you know, rich, you know, a lot of people, You know, they don't, right, they kind of sweep it under the rug, depending on who you are.
Yeah.
She accused him in 2013 of punching her in the gut and pushing her to the ground at the Cannes Film Festival in France.
We heard something like that.
I don't remember that.
About something he did to her, yeah.
Hmm. She also claims that he threatened multiple times to bash her effing head in. She said that he had a serious cocaine problem, yeah, and once that. Called her while he was having sex with another woman.
Well, so she was in a marriage where they could do, but it was like it would have to be a threesome. He could never do it.
Well, that's what people are saying. People are saying that it was known that they had an open marriage, mm-hmm. but it was supposed to be, but we have to do it together. You can't go outside of me and do stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, that's why, you know, they're saying that the whole split was that he was going outside of her and having sex with other women too. But can you imagine getting a phone call from your husband while he's having sex with somebody else?
I can imagine her sitting on the bed. Must be nice, Robin. Are you having fun?
What?
I'm still here. You know how lips be twisted sometimes in certain movies. She goes, okay.
I think you're a Paula Patton hater.
I like Paula Patton. I actually do. I just love the way her mouth kind of turns up on the sides like this. Like it's some stuff there.
Like the Joker. I hope not like the Joker. She is also seeking full custody of their 6-year-old son. See, that's what I say. Some of these squeaky clean people, they ain't squeaky clean.
Yeah, who said that Robin was...
Was she drinking too?
I don't know. Was she?
Who said Robin was clean?
Well, you never heard anything about him. You know,
Well, you know, if you associate yourself with people like that, I mean, you're going to do some things. So yeah. She ain't squeaky clean.
You know what? You know what, Tasha? That's probably her lips were kind of turned up like that. Did y'all see her feet in that movie?
What feet?
The movie when the mom won't come across the bridge. What's that? I can't think of none of these movies.
Oh. When she was going to marry. When a mama wouldn't come across. That's my favorite Paula Patton movie,
by the way.
Y'all
remember when her feet was like, God, please help. Her toes were crossing each other.
I do remember. When she was in the bed after she had slept with the guy.
She was like, oh, you're talking to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's just funny to me, you know, that you're hearing all of this stuff, you know, after the fact about, you know, Robin Thicke, you know?
Yeah, it always gets very nasty after they divorce.
See, and that's the thing. First of all, you all, I'm in love, this is wonderful. And then when y'all divorce, now you bringing out, you know, he was a monster, he was this and that. Like,
Yeah, so nobody else don't want him.
Well, I'm pretty sure he can get somebody else.
He already has someone.
Oh, really?
He's had two people since. I think one was the nanny. And
what?
Then, yes, the woman who used to watch.
Robin Thicke.
Yes, Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke.
What is that? What are you trying to do?
What? That's how he be singing.
Do it again. Well, okay. I don't think he quite sounds like that, but I get where you're going.
It's something along those lines.
It sounds like a sick thing.
I get where you're going. But yeah, it's just kind of weird to me. Omarosa. Now y'all know who Omarosa is. Mm-hmm. Omarosa Manigault. I call her Manny Goat.
Yeah.
But it's Manigault, I think. You know, she's a huge supporter of Donald Trump. And during his campaign, you know, she was supposed to be like the black, like the liaison for African-American people.
Like she represents us.
Right, to the Trump campaign, which plenty of people said, you ain't representing me, girl. Get somewhere and sit down. Mm-hmm. She is now the White House Director of Communications for the Office of Public Liaison. Whoa. So she's kind of, you know, high up there.
Well, she could always talk now. Mm.
So, you know, maybe you don't know, but she's engaged. And she was out shopping for bridesmaids dresses at Nordstrom in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. That's a ritzy, well-to-do place.
Did she go with Michael Duncan?
She did. Remember, she was engaged to him, but he passed away. Yeah. And I heard the family's mad about that because they didn't like the way she handled things. And I think they said that she tried to, like, keep them out of all the planning and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
filming,
you know,
and stuff.
Yeah, she better watch her back from that, too. She said that while shopping in the store, we are going to take a break. Yeah, we got to go to break, and we will be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See.
Flashing lights, moving to the beat. Mirror walls and fog at your feet. I'm just a DJ, baby, mixing for you. I will not stop until this club night is through. Stay the music. It's turning me on. Stay the music. I cannot go.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about Omarosa Manigault. Actually, it's Manigault, but it's, you know, I call him Manigault. And I was telling the story before we had to go to break, but she was shopping for bridesmaids dresses in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. And she said that she was being harassed by two women who were shopping in the store as well. So she said that they kept following her and harassing her. The Washington Post wrote that she went up to some of the employees, and this is what she said. These two fat ladies won't stop following me.
What?
Now, y'all know that she's supposed to be an ordained minister, right?
Who?
Omarosa is supposed to be an ordinate, and she's actually marrying a preacher. She is supposed to be an ordained minister. And she says, these two fat ladies will not stop following me. And so reportedly, these two women were letting her have it. I mean, the workers in the store said they were putting something on Omarosa. And they called her Trump's whore.
Ooh.
That was like one of the names that they're saying. The women were escorted out by security. And, you know, however I personally feel about Omarosa, she has a right to go somewhere and not be harassed. I mean, you know, just because I don't agree with, you know, the person that you voted for, you work for, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that I should harass you. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Like, everybody, you know, should be free of harassment. But my problem with Omarosa is how disrespectful she is.
Yes.
She
very.
Is extremely disrespectful. Everybody mm-hmm. remembers the Wendy Williams show
yes.
when she came on Wendy and totally disrespected Wendy.
She sure did.
And, you know, Wendy had to tell her, you better watch yourself, you know. She went on the Wendy Williams show and just showed out. Then she was on The View weeks ago. And showed out on The View against Joy Behar, and her fiance was in the audience, and she told Joy, "I wish you find happiness. I wish you could find happiness and content like I have, Joy." And Joy was like, "Girl, go on. Like, really, like."
Whoopi didn't say anything.
Whoopi wasn't there. And see, that's what people are saying. People are saying that she did that because Whoopi wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people said she wouldn't have came up there talking like that if Whoopi would have come.
No. Yeah.
And now Sunny, who is the Latina host, she was like, let me finish my question, please, you know, before, you know, you start chiming in. Mm-hmm. She was kind of the only one that kind of stood up to her.
Yeah.
The other ones didn't say anything. You know, they just kind of kept their head down because I guess they were scared of her, I guess. I don't know. But I just have a problem with, and it's like she's always on the offensive. It's like every time she goes somewhere, she's like, nobody's going to say anything about me. You know, I'm a tiger, you know, and it's unnecessary to me.
When a person's always on the offensive like that, it's mm-hmm. because they know they're wrong
right.
about something.
Right.
Yeah.
So
did
we
you see when Trump won, when they elected him, he went down the line and hugged everybody. Did you see him skip over
her?
He
did not hug her. Yeah.
He sure did.
I did see that.
He didn't hug who?
And she Omarosa. Went towards him like she was going to hug. He kept right on going and went to the next.
Because she's not important. She's not important.
And she was right at the first beginning of that line.
Sure. Well, she don't know that right now. She doesn't know that she's not important to him.
Oh, she loves some Trump now. She loves herself some Trump.
Her's not cute and kind. Her's not important.
Her not kind.
No, her not cute.
Shamar Moore. Now, we have heard all the rumors about Shamar Moore
being gay.
Being gay, being into men, those were the rumors that have been circulating for many, many, many years.
Yes, Tasha.
Tasha. I heard one was Tyler. Now, this is just, look, these are just rumors now. These are just rumors. People are kind of looking sideways at his friendship with a fellow actor named Keith Tisdale. Now, Shamar is suing Tisdale and had him arrested for stealing from him. He met Tisdale on the set of Criminal Minds. I used to love me some Criminal Minds. Where Tisdale had a minor role on the show. Now, he wasn't even a big character. He was like a walk, you know, like a,
Is he familiar to you?
No, he's not. I mean, he was up on there like one time, really. And they became friends, and Shamar gave him a job in his company. By the way, did y'all know Shamar Moore had a clothing line?
No.
He has a clothing line called Baby Girl. You know, he always saying Baby Girl, yeah, you know.
From the girl that was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he gives proceeds from the clothing line to fight multiple sclerosis because his mother has multiple sclerosis. Right. So he uses the proceeds from the clothing line to pay for, you know, research. Shamar says that Tisdale embezzled $60,000 from him.
Wow.
And from his company. Now, here's the part that has people's eyebrows raised. So they go to court and Shamar is telling the judge the story. So Shamar says, I gave him $10,000 to buy rims for his car. I paid for numerous overseas vacations for the two of us. And I gave him $20,000 for his expenses.
What does that sound like?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Come on now. Now I love my friends too. Ain't got but two, but I love them too. But you ain't getting all this from me.
I know.
I don't care how many millions of dollars I'm worth, and I'm sure Shamar's worth millions of dollars. But really,
That's too close.
I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, really.
But that's his boo.
You think that's
it
his
was,
that's his
and they boo. Broke up. Probably Tyler probably hit him in the head.
Oh my God. You know what? But yeah, that's the part that's got people like, something don't seem right here. Why are you giving this man all this money? What is this man doing for you that you're giving him all
God,
this
he
money?
He my friend.
I mean, come on. I mean, come on.
Is I you wish get, I had friends like that.
Is you getting some milk and cookies? Is you getting some milk and cookies? I don't know, but yeah, that's what got people's eyebrows up in the air. What do you think, Tasha? You think no, not Shamar? What do you think?
You say it like that. Something ain't right. Something ain't right.
You know what? That's probably why he didn't want baby girl.
Which one?
You know, the one that was on the show with him. The one who would be behind the scenes on the computer. I had never seen her, him show her no affection.
He did. He used to hug her and stuff real tight. And remember that time she got shot? He stayed with her. He moved in with her and stuff to take care of and make sure.
Shamar Moore was not studying. What? Penelope. Wasn't her name Penelope?
Penelope.
He was not.
Oh, he was not in love. He was. You know,
she was in love with him.
Yeah, but sort of.
He could, he could at least give a little kiss.
They're talking about Penelope, ladies
you know,
and gentlemen,
put the
on,
light switch or
on Criminal Minds. On Criminal Minds. But you know, he had. Remember, he was out at the beach with this real pretty lady, and people were, and he was saying that he was, you know, dating her. I don't know what happened.
Well,
to
you know
her.
Who else he dated?
Who?
What is
Holly Berry?
Tinka.
Oh, Tinka Sumter?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Really?
Yes, it did. They had pictures and stuff. And
Beard.
And
can we say beard? Beard. That's what she was. She was a beard.
Oh, a cover.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. I just think something strange about this this story right here is all I'm saying. Yeah, no. Senator Elizabeth Warren. Now, she is the senator from Massachusetts. Now, this story right here is a trip right here.
Right here.
Yeah. So, you know, when people get, when a president gets elected and he has to choose a cabinet, his confirmations, his nominations have to go through a confirmation of the Senate.
Right.
And what they do is they go to the floor and they tell why they're for or against the nomination.
Mm-hmm. Nominee.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jeff Sessions, who is now the attorney general, but at this time was just being nominated for the attorney general. He was having his confirmation hearings, mm-hmm. and Elizabeth Warren, who is a Democrat from Massachusetts, went up to the podium and was talking about why she thinks he should not be the attorney general. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, she wanted to read a letter from Coretta Scott King. Mm-hmm. Back in 1986, Jeff Sessions was up for a federal judgeship. Now, just like cabinet members, federal judges have to be confirmed by the Senate as well. And he didn't get it because Coretta Scott King wrote a letter to Congress and basically said, this man is not the person that you want for a federal judgeship. He has stood in the way of civil rights and stood in the way of voting rights in particular. And she said, you don't want him to be, and they did not. They declined him. Well, Elizabeth Warren got a copy of the letter, and she was going to stand on the Senate floor and read the letter as to why he should not be the attorney general. And Mitch McConnell, who is the head of the Republicans, shut her up, had her sat down.
Mm-hmm. Not sit, but sat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Had her sat down. Mm-hmm. And the guy, the president, whoever they call him, Mr. President, I don't know what he is, but basically said, oh, she's in violation of, they have some type of rule that you can't speak against a sitting senator, which mm-hmm. is stupid. And they literally shut her. They did not want her to read this
read
letter.
It.
She didn't read it.
She read the entire
letter. She read it on the internet. She didn't. They wouldn't let her read it on the Senate floor.
Well, remember Morning Joe?
She did not
said
read
that
the letter.
He didn't shut her up during the letter.
Yes, he did. Did you see the confirmation? He shut her up, and the president said the senator from Massachusetts will take her seat. He made her sit down and barred her from speaking about Jeff Sessions until the confirmation was over. Now, she happened to go to the internet. She went to another room, and she read the letter, and she posted it to Facebook. That's how she actually read the letter. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us.
Flashing lights, moving to the beat. Mirror walls and fog at your feet. I'm just a DJ, baby, mixing for you. I will not stop until this club night is through. Stay the music. It's turning me on. Stay the music. I cannot.
Hey, thanks for coming back with us. We were talking about Senator Elizabeth Warren and how she was shut down on the Senate floor from reading the letter from Coretta Scott King. And, you know, she wanted to read the letter basically to let people know that this is the man that you are confirming for attorney general. You know, that, you know, I don't know Jeff Sessions. I just heard about Jeff Sessions when he was being nominated by Trump for this position. But I believe Coretta Scott King. I don't believe that Coretta Scott King would have wrote a letter to Congress and lie about Jeff Sessions, because she stood by her husband for civil rights back in the 60s. So I mm-hmm. think that she would know
right.
that this man is, you know, tried to block, you know, civil rights, you know. People say he's racist. Republicans are coming out and saying he's not. I don't know, but I tell you one thing. I think we're going to be able to see come, because the attorney general is the top law enforcement person mm-hmm. in the country. Mm-hmm. And all of the civil rights, like when the police were shooting black unarmed black people, that stuff goes to the attorney general. And they're the ones that send out, you know, their lawyers and their agents to investigate these kinds of civil rights violations. Mm-hmm. And so as a black man, I'm a little concerned about Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, I
think as black people, period, we should be. I mean, how can you, and again, I don't know Jeff Sessions, but how can you be a racist and be the attorney general? And see, this is why I say, you know, I'm not a political junkie, but we got to pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one day you're going to wake up, as I was telling today, you're going to wake up and you're going to have
like
no rights. You ain't going to have no rights. And you ain't going to know if you ain't paying attention. You know what they're doing now on ICE? ICE has they're raiding cities, ICE, the enforcement and customs enforcement agency. They are raiding cities right now and deporting undocumented immigrants. They are doing, they have already arrested 160 people. See, it's quiet. And if you ain't listening to CNN and MSNBC,
well, if you don't know
you
what
ain't
you're
know.
Listening for, you're not going
to
know.
Well, that's why you need to listen. Because that's what they're doing. And, you know, and people are all up in arms about immigration. I think we need immigration. I mean, people just should not be able to just come into this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just all illegally and, as a employee of mine used to say, all willy-nilly. You know, you shouldn't just be able. But you know what? But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's, you know, but do it right.
Right,
because what that travel ban, and we'll talk about that he did, was done totally wrong.
Wrong, yeah, mm-hmm.
Totally wrong. But we'll talk more about that. Anita Baker, who is one of my favorite singers, is retiring from the stage.
Yay!
I am saddened. Do y'all want the mute?
Yay.
Do you want the meat?
Wait,
do you
what?
Want the meat? She is retiring from the stage. Now, she didn't say anything about recording. She just said she's not going to be performing anymore. She said that she is ready to just focus on herself and her family. You know, she's been in a big legal battle with her husband.
Oh, they're not doing good.
No, they're not even married anymore.
Oh, really?
And he's saying that, you know, she owe him royalties from, I doubt very seriously if he wrote any of those songs. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's saying that he owes her money and all of that stuff.
That's some of Mary J. Blige stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, even
it's
though.
Anita Baker, the one goes, I just want to.
Yeah, she'd want to sing through her nose.
I don't care where she sings from. She sounds wonderful. So what is your favorite Anita Baker song? Now, you probably don't even know who she is, dude. You don't know.
I do know who she is.
What is your favorite Anita Baker song?
Same Old Love.
Mine is Same Old Love. I have two. I have Same Old Love and Talk to Me.
Now, I love No More Tears now because I'm not really an Anita Baker fan, but I love No
really?
More Tears.
Yeah, No More Tears is the first song she ever did.
Well, I love it.
I like it. It's just not as good as her other stuff. But, you know, I don't like it. No,
that.
I said I like it. I said, but I don't think it's as really as good as her other stuff. But if that's your favorite song, then so be it. It just proves that you don't.
One of the favorite songs by her. I don't really like Anita Baker.
You just don't know Anita Baker.
I know she got an attitude that won't wait.
Oh, have you met Anita Baker?
No, just going by what they are saying about her.
So what you heard about her, that she has an attitude.
You don't
well,
know
what
if
did
Missy
Luther
has
tell
met.
Me about her?
What did Luther tell you about her? Tell us what Luther told you.
I ain't going to tell you. That's hearsay.
Okay. Tasha, what is your favorite Anita Baker song?
Did she sing that
Love should have bought you? Did she sing?
That's Toni Braxton.
Oh, Toni Braxton. Well, that lets you know.
Did she sing that Love should
have bought you? No, she sang Rapture. She sang.
I remember Rapture when I was young. I was a little bit young when she
Yeah,
came
you probably
out,
were.
So,
you
yeah.
probably were. She came out in she came out in the late 70s with Angel.
Well, that's
and,
when she was born.
Well, no, she was born in the 80s, weren't you?
I'm
born,
80.
Yeah.
Oh, 1980.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
79. Yeah. Do you, I guess, Tanae, you don't know anything about Anita Baker?
Absolutely not. All I know, she goes, so I know that she does.
What is with you and these
impressions?
have these impressions about these singers.
Some of Jamie Foxx mess.
And not only that, but Aretha Franklin just announced her retirement as well. Yeah. Now, that one I really don't care about. I'm just, you know, I'm just saying.
It is right now a Franklin fan out there.
That is true.
That is hurting really bad. The problem.
And I'm probably turning their radio off.
Probably.
That, oh, but that might be true. Everybody's still in love with Patty, huh? And who? It ain't because of the pies.
Patty.
Nobody's studying Patty all that hollering.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to second that about Patty LaBelle.
What?
I'm gonna have to second she hollers. See, a lot of people think hollering is screaming.
It's singing.
It's singing. Screaming and hollering is not singing.
On that note, Beyonce kind of does that too.
The devil is a lie. You will get mute. You will get mute for show.
I'm just talking about like Beyonce. I went to one of the Destiny Child concerts. This is a long time ago.
Okay.
But she was all over the place. I mean, Kelly go to the left, she go to the left. Michelle go to the right, she go to the right. You just can't be on
the
same
first of all, Beyonce is the leader. She was the leader in that group. So wherever she went, they went. So let's get that straight right now.
No, mm-mm.
That ain't right. That's why LaToya, what's the name? Ain't it LaToya Luckett?
LaToya Luckett has a new song out. It is beautiful.
And she's in a movie.
It is beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what they said about her and her sister said that, you know, the daddy kicked them out because, you know, they were questioning why Beyonce got to sing every song.
Well, they, I don't know why they were having the questions about that.
Why?
Well, the daddy, the manager.
Well, that's what they were saying. Right. They were saying that it was a conflict of interest for him to, you know, be the manager, you know, and the, but a lot of people's parents are manage them.
Yeah. But you know what? My coworker, now I don't know how true this is, but she told me that Kelly Rowland and Beyonce are sisters.
No, they're not.
And that they got the same daddy.
They're not even related. They call themselves cousins, but they're not even blood related. They just knew each other.
She was so convinced. I had to turn my phone off and listen to her. She was like, "Girl, you know they really sisters." I said, "No, I didn't know that Miss Cheryl Wynn."
Now he has got another daughter.
He's got two. I think he's got two children outside of Beyonce.
They said that's why Kelly was mad at Beyonce. Well, Beyonce was mad at Kelly, and how about she was such a B.I.T. You know the rest, towards Kelly. And I said, well, I thought it was because Kelly considered her to be the second lead singer.
Well, Kelly and Beyonce were the closest ones.
Well, but I tell you what, Kelly can sing.
Kelly can sing.
Yeah, but Beyonce can't.
You've lost all realm of reality.
You hear what I said? Y'all just, Beyonce you don't even is just
know.
A good performer.
You don't even know. You're not even in the hemisphere of reality.
But let's talk about who can't you sing, Ciara. When she put on her Facebook and her Instagram about how I have some exciting, you know, that's how she talked now. I have some exciting news for everyone. I'm like, okay.
What was the exciting news?
The news was that she was signed, she's now signed to Warner Brothers Records. Oh, okay. I said, record deal. I said, why is this happening? Still trying to sing?
Because she's a singer.
Well, I tell you who can't sing, that Michelle.
Michelle sounds
just like a runaway rat.
You're crazy.
You ought to be shaming yourself. Michelle can't sing. No, she can't.
Michelle can't sing.
She sings like she's in pain.
What's that?
Talking about Michelle from Destiny's Child.
Yeah, she go to go, she sing you're gospel crazy, she now. Can't what's
sing?
That song?
She is. She filters between.
Well, you know what? I believe that Michelle, bless her heart, she went to gospel because you can't really talk about gospel singers now.
Yes, you can.
Oh, yes, you can.
Now, she was like, Jesus, and all that. You can't say nothing bad about
what
a gospel singer.
You got a recording thing somewhere.
You know what? You never know who is listening. You never know who's listening.
That is true. That is true. But I don't think he's going to get no record deal from that.
Who? Catch me outside.
Wait, don't finish it.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see that.
She was back on last week.
On Phil.
On Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
So what was she saying?
And then Dr. Phil, well, what does that mean?
And that's all in the record,
she
right?
said she was on the show being a bad teenager, and the audience were laughing at her, and she told them,
Catch me outside.
Well, do you think she's getting any money on this?
No, well, you know
we don't
what?
Pay people to.
Well, you know what? I'm
no,
gonna
I'm not
some
talking
good
about
news.
On the show. I'm talking about because they've
it.
Made these songs
no.
and stuff
I
about
doubt
that.
It. No. I doubt it very
let
seriously.
Me tell you what did happen that's interesting. Somebody caught her outside. And cash
that
check.
I saw that. She got beat up outside.
She got beat down. And then she was like, you know what? She cashed me out shy, but she was pulling my hair. That's all she did was pull my hair. I said, what? to all that. It was like, catch me outside. How about that? And then it went direct to that. She caught me outside. But it was just by my hair. She was like, and she mad, she just like, this mine. I said, oh, said my God. About,
and I saw her say, see, what had happened, what my sister was, I was like, your sister watched you got your tail beat.
Yeah, you got caught outside.
How about that?
And you know what? You know who was laughing? Me.
Me too. I saw.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but she was back on Dr. Phil. And look, she came out and he had no audience. And he said, I felt that I didn't need an audience with you like we had the first time. Mm-hmm. Tell me, if ain't no hoes out here, ain't no show.
Right.
If it ain't no hoes, it ain't no show. This is a little white girl.
Oh, bless you.
About 16, 17, yeah. Probably.
But you know what? It was so funny when he asked. He was like, well, what does that mean? And the mother, she just so tired of us. She was just, it just means that, you know, if you see her outside, she's going to do what she has to do.
And so she had to get beat up.
No, I'm just saying. She was explaining the lingo. It was almost like.
Somebody call her outside.
It was like translation. And then she was like, yep, because the hoes is laughing. And then. Dr. Phil.
Yeah, wait a minute. Y'all was talking about a real thing that this Dr. Real Phil show.
It was a real show about bad teenagers.
I remember I had to sit there and watch it. You know, my mom, she's the type of mother that's always like, if she sees somebody's child yelling at them, I wish you would. I said, stay out their business. They ain't nothing to do with us. I wish you would talk to me like that. If somebody gets slapped, I wish you would slap me. I said, you worry about too many people's business. Just stay over here.
That is, but yeah, she got caught outside.
Oh, Lord.
And how about that?
Yeah, we need that. You know, we need to have her on the show. Mm.
Can you imagine? Where the hoe? If the hoes listening?
Yep.
Everything was told Dr. Phil. If it ain't no show, if it ain't no hoes, ain't no show.
Yep.
She's crazy. So the Grammys are on tomorrow. Who's going to be watching the Grammys? I think I might. It depends.
If someone has a party for it,
it depends. I don't know.
I'll be there.
And we just found out that the following artists are boycotting the Grammys. Kanye West.
He's just upset.
Frank Ocean.
Same boat.
Drake.
He didn't tell me that yesterday and I just talked to him.
No, I didn't say Jake. I said Drake.
I know who you're talking about. He didn't tell me that yesterday. I
got to
call him.
I said Drake, not Jake.
Nobody wants Jake from State Farm.
And Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is boycotting the Grammys as well.
We should boycott him.
So they are boycotting because they said that the Grammys don't fairly represent black or younger artists. Said that they don't really, you know, give if you and if you really kind of think about it, they don't. And so they said that, you know, we're just not going. But here's what's funny about this.
Were they invited?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's what's fun because Drake and Kanye are nominated for a lot of Grammys. What's funny about it is that Kanye West has 21 Grammys.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But he says that when he's up against white artists, he never wins.
You know what? Kanye West is
I want him to sit down
sore
too.
Loser.
Yeah. I want you cannot win every single
and
Grammy
he has,
every single time.
Has.
He has 21 Grammys.
I can see Kim right now. Yay. Now, Bible.
Now who should be saying that is Sierra.
Bible. Sierra can't win everything.
Sierra should be the one saying I'm boycotting because they ain't gave me one yet.
Does she deserve it?
That's what I'm saying. But how can somebody that's won 21 boycott something that you don't want 21
because
of them on?
Because he won the one
he doesn't
22.
Care about it.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what he won all these Grammys for anyway because his music ain't all that great to me.
Well,
anywho,
anywho,
we will be right back
shut
in just
mouth.
A moment. Stay right with us.
I'm just a DJ, baby, mixing for you. I will not stop until this club night is through. Stay the music. It's turning me on, but stay the music. I cannot go wrong, but stay the music. It's turning me on, but stay the music. I cannot go wrong. My voice is on, so let me MC.
Thanks for coming back with us. You know, I think one day I'm going to record during the breaks, what happens in the studio during the breaks, because we have a good old time during the breaks. We really do.
We
really do. Excuse me?
We're not going to say anything when we know you're recording it.
Catch me outside.
How about that?
How about that? Anyway, so I was reading this article because, you know, I'm well read, you know, and they were talking about phobias. And so do y'all know it is like hundreds of phobias that people have?
Yes.
There are a lot of phobias. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the phobia's name out and you guys try to recognize what it is the fear of. Okay.
Okay.
Some of these, you know, arachnophobia.
Fear of insects.
Wait, say it again.
Arachnophobia.
Fear of spiders.
Fear of spiders.
That's a spider insect.
The spider is not just an insect.
I thought we had this conversation.
But it is
ant,
one.
Ant is insects. But it's a beetle insect. But it's fear of spiders, particular. Not insects.
Okay.
Correct.
Excuse me.
Kept me outside. here we go. Now, some of these I might butcher the names. Ophidiophobia. Ophidiophobia.
Ophidiophobia.
Ophidiophobia.
Is it the fear of blood?
No.
The fear of feet.
No.
No, wait a minute. Let's say it again.
Ophidiophobia.
Fear of feeding yourself.
No.
Okay.
The fear of snakes.
Oh, well,
it's called
me.
The ophidiophobia.
That's me. I didn't know that's what it was, but that's me.
Say it.
Acrophobia.
The fear of bats.
Acrophobia.
The
yeah. fear of heights.
Acrobat.
Yeah.
There we go.
Acrophobia.
Well, technically, Tasha did say heights for two of them, but we're going to let that go.
So she had to get one of them.
Right. The next one couldn't be heights.
Tasha said, kick me outside. Okay. Agoraphobia. That's a common one. Agoraphobia.
I've heard it.
Is it scared of the dark?
No, but it's something like that. Agoraphobia.
Fear of darkness? Oh, you said that.
No. It's the fear of open or crowded spaces. No, agoraphobians can't come out their house. They never leave their house.
Oh, okay.
I know
so that's what an agoraphobia is. Fear of crowded spaces. Yeah. Okay. Cynophobia or kynophobia.
Who? Say it again.
I think it's kynophobia or cynophobia. Cynophobia.
Oh, well, fear of bikes?
No.
I don't like this game.
Miss C, you have this one. You have this one.
Fear of riding?
Fear of dogs.
Oh, that's everybody. Why it got to be me?
Everybody don't have a fear of dogs? What are you talking about? Everybody know this one. Claustrophobia.
Closed in.
Fear of small spaces. That's what claustrophobia means. Astrophobia.
Fear of the sky.
My grandmother had this. Astrophobia.
Fear of outdoors.
Astro is like the air, the sky and stuff, right?
It is the fear of thunder and lightning. Y'all remember?
That's
now,
what I just said.
Now, and, no, you said fear of the sky. That's not the same thing as thunder and lightning.
Well, I have that fear too.
Now, in black homes, just for, you know, those listening, when a storm comes on and when it starts thundering and lightning, you have to turn off all the lights.
Cover all the windows.
That's old folks.
And get in the bathroom.
That's not now.
Unplug everything.
That's old folks.
And be very quiet. Yeah. When that happens.
Yeah, and get in the closet.
And
sometime.
My grandmother used to put her fingers in her ears during thunderstorms, and she would go in the laundry room because she couldn't see the lightning. That's astrophobia.
Wow. And because it wasn't in the windows.
The windows?
Yeah, windows.
Windows, okay.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Mysophobia.
Scared of mice.
Mysophobia.
Scared a little bit of stuff.
This is a common one, too.
Scared of dirt?
You have this one. Mysophobia.
Scared of germs?
Fear of germs. You're absolutely right.
That's another word for that.
I don't know, but it's called mysophobia.
OCD.
Yeah, but mysophobia.
OCD is not always germs.
Here we go. Here's one that everybody has. Monophobia.
Your breath stinking. Germs. Scared of stinking breath.
What, fear of being alone?
Yes.
Mono means one.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking
right,
of mono. What is
mono,
it?
Mononucleosis.
Yes.
Really? The kissing disease?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Okay. Aquaphobia.
Scared of water.
The fear of water. I used to have that.
Afraid of water.
Because Tasha just said it. So, but yeah, I used to have aquaphobia because I almost drowned one time. This when I was in Boy Scouts learning to swim, and this little boy pushed me in 6 feet, and I thought I was gonna die.
Who got you out?
I floated, and Nene, well, my cousin Nene, when I floated back up to the top, he got me out. The little boy was kicked out of Boy Scouts. So let me
I almost
that.
Drowned, too.
Okay, here's one that's so relevant right now. Xenophobia is what's going on right now, what I just talked about.
The media?
No, xenophobia.
Xena used to be a TV.
Not Zenith.
Xenophobia.
Xenophobia is the fear of people from other countries. Fear of anything foreign.
That's what's going on.
Is
right
xenophobia,
now.
And that's exactly what's going on right now. Here's one. Now this is crazy. Theophobia.
Who?
Theophobia.
Fear the Bible.
Not quite. Theophobia, the fear of God or religion.
I was close.
That's what I said. The fear of God or religion. Now, that ain't nothing but the devil right there.
Yeah.
How you going to have a phobia of God
right.
and of religion? That's just crazy.
You know what? Aren't they called atheists, those people?
They just don't believe. But this is the fear of it.
Well, you're supposed to fear God, don't you?
Well, not fear like, I'm scared. Fear, when the Bible talks about fear, that means reverence.
Okay.
Respect. Androphobia. This is crazy.
Fear of robots.
Huh? No. Androphobia. This is crazy right here.
Fear of having an Android phone.
The fear of men.
Oh, that's me.
This mostly affects little girls. They have a fear of men. Wow. And, of course, gynophobia.
Women. Fear women.
Fear of women. And they said that this one may occur when you have unresolved mother issues.
Wow.
Gynophobia. Philophobia.
Fear blood.
Philophobia. The fear of love. Ain't that crazy? Who gonna be fearful of love?
A lot of people.
No, just being fearful of it and not wanting it is another thing. Mm. Staying away from it. And here's one, Tanae, you just said this one, podophobia.
Tanae says a lot of things.
You just said it right here. Podophobia.
Fear pictures.
No.
Fear people.
Fear of feet.
Oh.
There is actually a phobia of people that are scared of feet.
You know, it's a lot of little children that are born now that love feet.
Mm. I don't know about that.
My son's one of them.
Feet is not one of my...
He would grab a big toe in a minute.
Most of the time when you see little children that's on their back that haven't started crawling, what are they doing?
Playing
with their feet.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if that's a...
What did I say?
Just people just... Children just, you know, because they want to touch. There's something
new. They are fascinated by their feet. Okay. In that case, if it wasn't, they just play with their hands or anything else, but it's their feet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're a pediatrician. When did you get your pediatrician license?
Yesterday. Hush. Okay. Continue to the next one.
I believe you got them yesterday, too. So this is Black History Month. Everybody knows. February is Black History Month. Did you guys know that your president,
yeah,
has changed February from Black History Month to National African American History Month?
Yeah.
Totally changed. He said that the black people that he has talked to said that they do not want to be called black.
See?
I really don't have a feeling about this because, okay, call it what you will as long as you don't try to take it away. Right. That's what I'm saying. But what do y'all say to a lot of people, non-black people, who say we should not have African-American or Black History Month? That having Black History Month is racist.
Catch me outside.
Well, can we get a more educated answer, please, to that? Like, what do you say to that? Like, why is it important to have Black History Month?
I mean, we were the ones that built this country from the beginning anyway. I think we should be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where I am with that. Mm-hmm. We should be recognized.
Yeah.
And because we weren't taught our history.
Right.
What we were really taught is white people, you know, really kind of did this. And in school, we kind of, you know, they told us that. They didn't really tell us about our history. Right. But if you really, really do your research, black people invented a lot of stuff.
We had our own.
The ironing board.
The street lights.
The cotton gin.
Mm-hmm.
The hair thing, product thing. Mm-hmm.
The who?
The hair product, the black hair product stuff, the relaxing stuff for the hair. What's her name? Madam C.J. Walker.
Oh, she invented the straightening comb. That's what her claim to fame was.
Was that black for the black
hair? Yeah, but you said products and stuff.
She did have a product line.
Madam C.J. Walker had her own product line.
She had a hairline.
Look it up.
She did.
Look it up.
Yes, I did.
What is it called?
It's called Madam C.J. Walker's hair
stuff. It is not.
Yes, she does have hair product stuff, though.
Okay,
Eric.
I want y'all to look that up because I don't believe you. So I want y'all to give me some proof that Madam C.J. Walker had a hair care line. Maybe she did. I don't know. I know that she invented the straightening comb. That's what I know she did.
Yeah, she does have a hair line.
Okay, well, that might be true. But that's why I think it's important to, you know, to have Black History Month so that little black children can know that, hey, your people, you know, were important too to this country.
Yeah. The first open heart surgery was done by a black man.
And I also think that we should celebrate Native American History Month. We should also have Latino history, which I do we have Latino History Month.
Now.
I do think that. But if we have Black History Month, why can't they celebrate their month as well?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's why we have Black History Month, because they already have a whole lot of things.
They do not Latinos and Native Americans.
I thought you was talking
about. I mean, Latinos and Native American should have their own history too, because we don't really hear.
We hear about the
Pilgrims and the Native Americans, you know, there, but you know, whatever contributions they, you know, have done, we don't really, you know, we don't really know about it. Well, that is all the time we have for today. We thank you guys for listening in. We will see you next week. Bye for now.
Flashing lights, moving to the beat. Mirror walls and fog at your feet. I'm just a DJ, baby, mixing for you. I will not stop until